Nobody stole my weed.
All right, so it turns out no one stole your weed, Jim, correct?
Talking about.
Oh man, that's hysterical. There's a video for this song on YouTube that everybody has to check out.
We had to play the video version.
Yeah,
because it's very entertaining.
Yeah, the sense of humor, man, is awesome. And yeah, you're laying down some nice blues. I dig it.
Thank you very much. Sure. I worked hard at, you know, I love recording.
Yeah,
I love.
Yeah, it's nice too because. Excuse me. Everybody in the video is really having fun. You know what I mean? It's like it's tongue in cheek. Everybody's being spontaneous, sort of. I don't know how you directed them, but it's just a really funny video, and it's a great, great track, man.
Arthur, the director, he did a movie called White Zombie.
Oh, wow.
And he just really thought our band was really fun, so he wanted to be part of that.
Cool.
And then Columbo guy. Owned the production company.
Mm-hmm. I must say I love the huge prop in the video.
The stoner girls as suspects.
Yeah, the stoner girls as suspects.
All right, let's shift gears a little before I get myself in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, let me see. Your music has been used in TV and films at this point, right?
Yes, that's quite fortunate for me.
Yeah, cool. So how did that start, and you know, where was it? Where can people find it?
Right now on Hulu, and Nick Nolte, he was in that Adam Sandler movie where he played his father.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a TV series on Hulu called Graves, where he plays an ex-president. It's really a good comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's three seasons on there now. Well, in season one, episode six of Graves,
mm-hmm.
song Enjoy What You Have is in that production.
Nice.
Cool. Yes, it is very cool. And also Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones and X-Men. I got a song in her movie, Josie. It's the last song in the movie.
Nice.
And also the guy from Superstore, I got song in his movie, and Ed O'Neill from Modern Family. I got four songs in his movie with Vivian Mancini.
Damn. So how did that come about? How'd they find you?
I had a guy contact me on the internet and tell me that he had bought some of my albums in record stores in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And that he wanted to know if I would be interested in having my songs in Hollywood movies and television.
Mm-hmm.
I said, leave me alone. No, I didn't. No, I made a deal.
Nice.
It was nice to have nice things happen to you when you're a guitar player.
Cool, man. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can tell you something about their songs, though.
Yeah.
I was on such a tight budget. I doubt if there's more than 6, 8, 10 hours on any Puba song.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, I would not have guessed that.
That's usually about the time that major bands spend on just getting drum sounds.
Now,
but it's like, yeah. And if you don't have $1 million,
mm-hmm.
you find ways to do it where you can afford it, mm-hmm. and you have them really well rehearsed. You can make it sound like you took a week to record something in one day.
Nice. Nice.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to be spotless and
right.
clinically perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Every beat, every note.
Right. Hey.
But, you know, also, I got some really cool opportunities where I'd go to this university of recording.
Mm-hmm.
And record there while students watched me, and I'd end up teaching them too, not like the teacher is teaching them how to work the
mm-hmm.
concert and mic the instruments, but they'd learn a lot about putting a song together from me.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're in the studio, I know you mentioned that Billy Cox produced for you. Have you produced the bulk of the Poobah stuff?
Yes.
And what is your approach when you're in the studio with the band? And I did want to mention, is that the new band in Somebody Stole My Weed? Is that the current band you're with, current musicians?
I think bass players changed twice since then.
All right, fair enough.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like traveling around. They think they do, and then when they're there, they're I want my mommy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and you're not in, like, the mega tour bus with a separate mega tour bus for the crew and then a third mega tour bus for, you know, the groupies.
Hand-fanning them.
Yeah.
I'm bringing them a dish of fresh strawberries.
That may be the pull quote from this show, Jim. I may have to put that on the Classic Rock Mind page. Oh, man. All right. So.
I'm not going to leave the backstage until I get my strawberries.
I'll make sure it's on the rider.
Oh, that's a good line to isolate for the page.
All right. Most recent band, is that Evolver Rev Love? Or I don't know how you pronounce the second end.
I love that album. I did spend a long time putting together the ideas for the songs.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years. And I really felt like I had something to prove. Because I've practiced so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I've broken marriages because of my practice.
Damn.
Just kidding.
Oh, God, man, you had my sympathy there for a second. All right.
I feel like they need an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And that, developing them songs really is a huge release for me.
Nice. All right, let's hear something from that album. Let's see. Do you have a track in particular off of the album that you'd like to hear?
Off of Lip?
Yeah.
My favorite tracks are Lifting and Million Times, Designing and Burning in the Rain.
Cool. Let's go with Burning in the Rain, actually.
That's a good one.
Cool. So this is Poobah, Burning in the Rain, and it's Evolver
Rev Love.
All right, dig it and dig it deep. We'll be right back. Wow, that's pretty heavy, man.
I like that song.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you still got the like falsetto range. How have you? Oh, got something else playing, Phil. All right.
Whoops.
How do you keep your voice after so many years, man? Because you still got that range. The falsetto's still expressive. It doesn't sound forced.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So that's your real voice.
You're talking to me.
That almost sounded like a voice box there, like talk box.
Well, you know, I played so many nights in so many clubs in so many towns that sometimes, you know, if you played at a place 4 or 5 nights and maybe the place would be absolutely packed on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but maybe on Wednesday you'd only have 30 people or something.
Right.
And, all right, when you didn't have 200 people cheering for you, and you didn't have that energy, you had to make energy, and sometimes we would do things to make each other laugh and stuff. And,
nice.
And end up improvising on songs, and sometimes even taking hits. Songs that everybody knows and changing the lyrics.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, like I said earlier, the sense of humor that you bring to the band is just, it's awesome. I mean, it really reminds you that it's rock and roll. You know what I mean? There's no, you're not like preaching to anybody. You're not trying to teach stuff to anybody. You're just celebrating the music. You know, I find your music very positive. You know?
I try to positive. I think people got enough other horrible things going on. They don't need to be reminded how life has its ups and downs.
Yeah. Now, do you think that's why it hits people the way it does?
I would like to think that it helps. You know, I've done stupid shit in my life, too. But I really wish everybody could just get along.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding. Well, that's a heavy moment.
I love to play guitar. I can't become obsessive compulsive about guitars.
Yeah. So, talk us through some of the guitars that you've used. I mean, I'm not a gear guy. Phil is more.
I am definitely not a gear guy.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're more of a gear guy than I am.
I mean, I know a few more names than you do, maybe, but that's about it.
So is there any piece of equipment you've used, either a guitar or gear, that just like really added to the song, to the sound of an album or a performance?
I do think that the 1972 Gibson Les Paul Custom American really sounded great through that 100 watt Marshall tube head I had, two 4x12 Marshall cabs, and I managed to. That guitar and that amp really just had a great sound.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I needed money at it one time, and I sold that guitar.
Ugh.
I got a couple $1,000 for it before it was chic.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I think I paid $200 for that guitar plus my trade-in.
Wow. And where was that, in Ohio, I assume?
Yes.
Cool.
Cleveland.
So, have you ever totaled the number of gigs you've done?
I calculated around 3,000.
Jesus, man.
I think there's people who've done more than that if they just played 5 nights a week for 50 years.
Yeah, good point. Do the math.
So, are you still playing 5 nights a week?
No.
Okay.
Now I just do all kinds of different things, and sometimes I'll do multi-nights, and then other times I'll just do one, and it keeps it fun for me instead of a grind.
Nice. Now, have you ever performed as a solo artist?
Yes.
And fingerstyle
guitar, really have spent a lot of time doing that. I took some lessons for it, and then I really spend a lot of time rehearsing.
Nice.
That's one way I can make myself forget about being mad You know, because it seems like there's always somebody for some stupid reason wants to make somebody else mad. I don't know. There's a lot of that going around. And nothing like having a way to calm yourself without having to take some stupid chemical.
I'm telling you, man, that's why I started doing the radio show. Because no one in my house likes my taste in music, and it's really important to me to, like, hear this stuff. You know, I'm playing stuff while it, you know, while it's going out over the air. I'm, like, hopping around the studio, big smile on my face. It's just, like, it's my release, you know, and I come home, and I am a much more centered person afterwards.
Well, I think a lot of people, if they can find something they really love to do, whether it's woodworking, guitar playing, piano playing, making a sculpture, whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
Dance, whatever. God bless you all.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding. Creativity is the key. It's the key.
And you were saying that you thought that the two of the songs were, most of them were positive.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
I just don't know why I thought that was a good idea. I've seen a lot of horrible stuff in my life, and I didn't want to reflect on that. I'd rather.
Yeah.
But something else.
So was it, was it conscious on your part, or did you sort of realize it after you created a body of work?
Well, sometimes you just do something and that's what comes out. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say, I'm going to write a song like blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And you might think you're going to. That way.
Cool.
And I bet a lot of people have been surprised when they tried to record a song.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it turned out nicely, it probably may have been totally different than they'd ever envisioned in their mind.
Wow. Now, have you been able to capture your ideas? Like when you come out with the finished song and it's been recorded, does it reflect what you had in your head?
Most of the time, Reese, in the last, say, I don't know, last few decades, I know that I've felt more that I could have some control over how it sounded.
Nice.
I've learned so much about producing records from recording hundreds of songs in pro studios.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. I want to get back to the gigs, because that is an insane number of gigs. Any particular stories, either good or bad? Any particularly memorable gigs where everything went great or something bizarre happened, or, you know, stories from the road, I guess?
It was really awesome to play in some other cities and watch people in the audience know the words to some of my songs. It just blows my mind.
Wow.
And people coming up and saying, your song did this for me in my life or something.
Wow.
Sometimes really makes you feel good.
Man, that's pretty powerful, man.
I write songs also as a release for myself, just like playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I also play a little bit of keyboards, and I also play a little bit of harmonica, and I play a little bit of bass. Nice. But guitar and vocals are a major part of what I like to spend most of my time developing.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you've wanted to do with your music that you haven't been able to yet?
Well, I'm kind of a realist.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't figure that anyone that's over 30 is going to necessarily be handed a pathway to radio internationally.
Mm.
I mean, most of the people I know that have managed to even get a hit record, we're pretty baffled by it. How that happened.
Was it ever receptive to you, either regionally in the Ohio area or in any other markets?
Well, there was some markets in other cities and states that we went to those stations and gave them the records, and they actually played them.
Wow.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s, those stations were a lot more lax about what they would play than the tight ones that are on now.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a big station WBCN in Boston, and you know, you'd hear like Miles Davis next to Hendrix, next to, you know, John, or you know, Maravich New Orchestra, next to the Beatles, next to the Stones. They were just, they were allowed to play whatever they wanted to play. It was almost like freeform rock radio, but it wasn't called freeform because they didn't have, there was no alternative back then. And then I think they adopted the AM radio model of, we need a hit.
And, yes.
And now it's all
the way he said that. Yes.
Most of the stages I've heard wherever I've traveled usually didn't play Mahavish New Orchestra or stuff like that. Not because it ain't great, but just mm-hmm. because, and if the song is 12 minutes long with the vocals, some customers just, they'll change the channel.
Yeah, that is true, which is a shame. You know?
Yeah, because I thought that music was brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I've had people say to me, don't make all your songs 10 or 20 minutes long or you'll put people to sleep. And I think, well, I don't know. At least think about it. Nice. And then, you go to a concert somewhere and there's these jam bands playing the same song for 20 minutes and then mm-hmm. take a break for 30 seconds and then play another one for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I love the term jam band when that whole sort of generation came up, because I'd been listening to vinyl of like Savoy Brown, 10 Years After, and like all these old British blues bands. They'd play forever, and nobody called them jam bands. They were just, you know, going off and improvising and stuff.
When they get into that, when they're definitely in the mood and
mm-hmm.
doing it, I mean, you know, I've seen some audiences just go nuts over a 20-minute song.
Yeah. Have you ever taken a song on stage and just like, you know, really stretched it out or been in the moment where you wanted to just keep going with it?
You mean like this past week or?
In general. Or this past week.
Has it happened this past week?
I suppose I did extend a song or two
mm-hmm.
with some ideas I've been working on that managed to fit somewhere near the structure of the original recording.
Nice. All right, let's go back to some music. How about something off of Peace Farmers, which I love the title of that album, man. It's freaking great.
Isn't it? Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
It out, and the first one too is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go with the first one. That's Ripped. Is that correct?
Yes.
Cool. All right. This is Ripped from Poobah off the Peace Farmers album. And what year was that, Jim?
Ripped is from, around about 14 years ago.
Cool. All right, Classic Rock Mind fans. Here is Poobah, Ripped. Dig it and dig it deep.
Bye. so busy trying to get it just right. Do you think it's cool? Or will the point be missed? My heart's so full of pain. When I wake up tomorrow, what will I have?
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
I said go up on the mountain, but it's way up there so high. She said get up there on the mountain, get your toll out of the tow shed and bring it on home to her. She said, don't be sneaking around the back alley looking for someone else to love. Don't get caught sneaking around the back alley trying to touch another false or blow. Said, get your toll out of the tow shed. Thank you. never says if I want her. I've got to prove my love to her. I said, oh honey, can't you say the way I look at you? Look at you, babe. She said, get your toll out of the toll shed and bring it on home to her. If I want her to be a sweet girl, I've got to show my love. I'm gonna show ya. Honey, can't you tell by the way I feel for you? She said, get your tool out of touche. I said, baby. I said, baby. I said, baby, baby, baby.
Now, that there's some blues rock. Very nice.
Well, thank you very much. I really like that song, Tool Shed Blues.
Yeah. Now, I have to ask, is that autobiographical? Did you get in trouble for spending too much time in the tool shed?
Whatever your tool shed may be.
Yeah, right, exactly. Good one, man. All right. I did want to ask a question. I was looking for the flyer. I don't know if it's one you sent me or not, but you played like a heavy festival. Do you know what I'm referring to? It was like a heavy metal festival that you were on the bill of.
Well, it was like a metal doom psych stoner festival.
Gotcha. So, is that audience different than what you would normally have if you just went out as Poobah? I mean, do you draw the metalheads?
There was a sold out crowd.
Nice. And mm-hmm. Do you play like like your normal set, or do you really concentrate on the heavy stuff, or you just go out and do the Poobah thing?
I pretty much just do what I do and hope people like it, man.
Nice.
I don't want to kind of be like everybody else. I like having my own sound.
Nice. Well, I certainly think you achieved that, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So let's talk going forward. I know you said you have new music coming out, right?
Right.
And when is that? And how can people find it?
Poobahband.com.
Cool.
You can contact us there. Mm-hmm. Or you can contact us at facebook.com/poobahband.
Nice.
And if you can't find us, you can always go to walmart.com and find Poobah.
Really?
There too, yes.
Wow.
But I prefer that you got them at a local record store.
Sure.
In your area.
And do you, is that possible? I mean, do you guys have enough distribution that, you know, random listener Billy can go out to a local record store and pick Pooh Bah?
We're in a bunch of them.
Nice.
And we're now in South America and Europe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Any plans to do a European tour?
We were asked to play with Monster Magnet there last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave got into a motorcycle accident and the show was canceled.
Oh man. Now, Monster Magnet, they just did a cover of Mr. Destroyer, right, on their latest album?
Yes, I wrote that song.
Yes, indeed.
Destroyer, I thought they did a real good version of it.
Yeah. How did they how'd they find it? How'd they get in touch with you?
I got sent a message on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and it said it was Dave Windorf, the singer for Monster Magnet, and he told me that he was interested in recording that song Mr. Destroyer by Pooh, and he really liked the song a lot, and he thought that it deserved attention because it was a great song. And I responded, oh, this sounds wonderful. And he sent me his phone number, and I called him, and we talked for a while, and he asked me for the song lyrics, and I gave them to him. And I told him I looked forward to hearing what he came up with, and he told me to get a hold of him about coming to the show sometime.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
It is a good update.
Yeah, it works. It definitely works, because, you know, the music you wrote and the lyrics, you know, that can certainly be adapted in the Monster Magnet style, because it really does. It totally
absolutely
works.
I liked it, and I just felt honored that the Space Lord was recording a tuba song.
Yeah, that is saying something. And not only that, it was the lead single from their covers record.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome.
I mean,
the first video off of Monster Magnet's Better Dystopia.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So you gotta head out and check that out. Because it's good.
So this track.
so do you think that Monster Magnet show will happen again or what?
Yeah, I can see that they're announcing shows again, but I haven't been in touch with them for a while. I've been trying to make my own new albums happen. I've been working like a fool.
Wow.
I have like 4 albums that I'm trying to get released that are already recorded.
Dang, man.
Wow.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, I think we can honestly all say that the last couple of years gave us a lot of time to work on stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Good point. How did COVID affect you guys? How did it affect the band?
It smashed so many opportunities.
Mm.
But on the other hand, I will say that suddenly there was a lot of fans who were really cool and were buying CDs and vinyl and T-shirts,
mm-hmm.
stickers online at PoohBaBand.com and on Facebook. They did help us survive when there was no live shows.
Nice. And for anybody who doesn't know, I got to say, your most famous cover is obviously Let Me In. Because it's such a cool album cover, man. I'm assuming most of the classic rock listeners are probably familiar with it. But that is available as a shirt, correct?
Yes.
That is so awesome. Oh, man. That is awesome.
Just go to PoohBaBand.com and it tells you how to email us to find out how to buy a T-shirt or a record or a CD.
Nice. Cool. Where else do we want to go? Phil, I'm looking to you. Jim, anything we haven't covered that you want to mention?
Yeah.
I'm working on another album that I recorded most of the songs for.
Mm-hmm.
And the working title is True Love.
Wow.
Is it going to be a blues record? Sounds like a blues record.
No.
All ballads?
So far, there's no ballads on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of guitar.
Yeah.
So is this album number 4 that we haven't heard yet, or number 5?
This is number 4.
Okay.
So out of the 4, do you have a title that we can look for as the next release? Has that been determined yet?
Steamroller will be coming up soon.
The reissue of Steamroller.
And that's on Ripple.
And then there's a live 70s thing.
Oh, nice.
And then there's an unreleased album from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an unreleased album from 1971.
Damn.
So is Ripple putting all of this out in due time? Or
some of it, and I may end up putting out some of it myself.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
I've seen my own label. I also use Alibi Gus Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can get a hold of us through tubaband.com.
Nice. How is the how are your sites doing? Are you getting a lot of feedback from fans and a lot of, you know?
I have been so fortunate to have so many fans. Mm-hmm. Message me and tell me that they love Tula and that they really like my guitar playing. That really makes a guy feel good.
Yeah. Hey, I speaking of making a guy feel good, you are the first artist that I've played on the show who got back to me via Facebook. And that made my day, because I had been doing the show for like maybe 8-9 years by that point. And you hit me up on Facebook and thanked me for playing your stuff. And I'm like, I actually reached one of the artists, one of the guys that I've like, you know what I mean? Pooh Bah was like a big deal to me. And you're just like a regular guy. Like, hey, man, thanks for playing my stuff. And that made my day, made my year.
It's great to hear.
Yeah, I mean it, man. And geez, the fact that you're willing to come on and talk with us, and you too, Phil, man. Phil's not normally my producer, but we've worked together in the past. He was nice enough to come in and help out with tonight's show.
I used to have the show before him.
Yeah.
So there's a history.
Yeah, we've known each other a long time. But yeah, that really meant a lot to me, man. I gotta say.
Great to talk to Mike and Phil.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so we got 10 minutes left. How about we go to a track and then come back and
do the sign-off thing.
All right, let's see. How about something off of Wizard of Psych?
That's a great album.
Man, they're all great albums, Jim. they are, man. All right, let's see. Anything in particular, or do you want me to just pick one? So I'm not familiar with this album.
I'm trying to think of the song called Highway Gestapo.
We could do that. We could do Highway Gestapo.
All right.
I'm in a movie, mm-hmm. and it was designed for some crazy guy that just was pretending to be a policeman.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So this is Highway Gestapo by Pooh Bah, and it is off of Wizard of Psych, and that came out in, what was that, 1996?
98.
Cool. All right, folks, dig it and dig it deep.
Cut the keys to your car. Yes.
your speed. Blue meanie's lurking.
Do what we need.
I wake Gestapo. Gonna pay his way. More money, more victims. Every day. Highway Gestapo. I hunt you down like a deer. It don't matter, not, not at all. If it's just one beer. Tax your wages, mandatory jail. Some politician needed votes, and you were for the bail. Highway Gestapo, gonna pay his way. More money, more victims, each and every day. Highway Gestapo, I hunt you down like a deer. Doesn't really matter, boy, if it's just one beer.
All right, that was Highway Gestapo by Pooba.
That's a wild one, isn't it?
Yeah. Now is my mic is there we go.
Your mic sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I I'm not getting anything through the headphones, but that's never stopped me. Is that keyboards and is that you?
No, that was me using guitar effects.
Yeah, I was going to say that that's a tremolo effect, right?
And I should the comedy called Premature Jack. Check that one out. You will laugh. You will laugh. I actually had an attorney call me up and start singing that song to me.
I won't ask if that one's autobiographical. I'll preserve our dignity.
Oh, dear.
All right. We have come very close to the end of the show. I want to thank you, Jim, again for coming on, man. This was great. And is there anything else you want to add? Or how about this? If you were to encapsulate what Pooh Bah means to you, what would you say?
Fun times playing guitar.
Awesome. All right. We are going out with Boleen. This is off of Let Me In. I want to thank you again, Jim and Phil. And Dig It and Dig It Deep, Bubbles in the Think Tank, is coming up next.
Keep rocking.
Thank you.
Sounded nice.